It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Come on, man.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
It's dirty. It's hairy.
What's that from?
And it smells delicious.
It's Craig Ferguson.
Is that Ferguson again?
Describing his mustache.
Love that show. Love Al Roker, too.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Now I'm just playing everything. Yeah.
How about peanut butter and jelly?
Right.
Or a chocolate-covered graham.
Uh-huh.
With 10 layers of banana on top.
Oh, boy.
Watch out behind you, Mike.
Hey, it's Peter. Fresh off his mic over. His makeover, not his mic over.
That's
a good idea.
Turn him into you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a nice little show. It's going to be the Mike O'Mara Show with our fabulous new mic overs.
CK, drink, please.
Extreme mic
drink
over.
A little bit more. There you go. Thank you. You have a fresh one over there?
Yes, he does.
I do.
Icy cold.
Prepared.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's bring them in. Drinker. The Buzz Babes are here.
We have Nick. And here's a new one, Jesse.
We have Jesse. Yes, we have to give the exclusive interview to Jesse here.
Yes.
Ladies, come in. Make yourselves comfortable. We have plenty of chairs. This is CK. Jesse, is
and
it?
And my lap.
Jesse, right over there to the microphone there for a second. And we have... Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
How are you? Always nice to see you.
It is, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm momentarily distracted. Chuck Liddell will be joining us shortly from the UFC. He's got a big fight. I think his fight is scheduled September 6th. I think that's when that's coming up. Don't you think, CK? Just trying to see if you're paying attention. But this is Jesse. You want to pop on those headphones? There you go. Hi, Jesse. You are... incidentally, we have to have the official Buzz Babe vote. All those in favor of Jesse, signify by saying, hey.
Hey.
Where are you from, young Jesse?
Thank you. Originally, I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Atlantic City?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you ever work in AC?
I did not. Unfortunately, I left when I was 17 and unable to work in Atlantic City at that age.
Yes, of course.
Course.
And so that was about, 6 months ago? No, I'm kidding,
Stop
of course.
You.
I'm
Thank you.
I'm joking. She's very youthful looking.
She is. Yeah,
do you know, what can you tell us about lovely Jesse?
Very lovely.
Buzz?
Well, let me ask Jesse some things. First of all, you're
I'll turn it over. Excuse me. Let me turn it over to you, Hefner.
You're, all right, no you're a friend of Nick's, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful. How long have you guys known each other?
Let's see. Nick and I actually met when we were, I believe, sophomores at Mason.
Yeah, our boyfriends, our ex-boyfriends, our best friends.
Yes. So it's been several
really?
Years.
Uh-huh. Why does that sound like it was probably a good Saturday night or two? Lovely.
And you're close friends?
Yes, very close.
Very, very good. Close.
How close?
Close enough.
Now, I want to say we have, let me see now. Now, I have
got
to
a
go
wink
through.
There.
See if I've got this right. We have three of the, two of the original Buzz
That's
Babes.
That's right.
Here. We have Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kaz.
That's right.
And we have our latest Buzz Babe edition, Jesse.
That's right.
And are there any other Buzz Babes floating around the building that I'm missing here?
There are, as a matter of fact. Janae is here. Let's see who. McKetsey is here. And I know we have others on the way.
So let me spilling in here. As the show goes on.
Sure.
This is what I want to let our listening audience know.
Right.
We have the date set up. We are right now finalizing the venue for this, but it's going to be Party on the 8th.
That's right.
Get it?
I don't get it, Mike.
They will when you have to explain.
Excuse me. Sorry for that burp. I apologize. Party on the 8th is going to go this way. It is on August 8th, 2008.
Mm-hmm. So the date is 8-8-0-8.
At 8 o'clock.
What?
Wow.
How about that, huh?
That's incredible.
That's our Party on the 8th we're going to have. It's going to be very exciting. This is what's going to be happening on the Party of the 8th. You're going to have the whole gang for the Mike O'Mara Show out
That's
there.
Right.
I'm talking about me, mm-hmm. Buzz Burbank,
right.
Rob Spiewak,
Our
Beth
pleasure.
Ann, Katie, Joe Ardinger. We're all going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the real purpose of this meet and greet will be to say
yes.
hello to you, but also to show you
uh-huh.
the debut of the 2008 Buzz Babes and also the
yeah.
debut of their wonderful new outfits that they will
Which
be wearing.
Which are just going to be stunning.
Now, there are going to be two Buzz Babe outfits that we're going to have, right? Is that the way it's going to work?
I'm excited about
Hey,
this.
Beth, CK, you've been talking about this, right? We're going to have two different outfits,
yes.
and
yes.
the girls will be modeling both of them that night,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Whatever they feel more, you know, sexy in, they're going to be wearing those particular outfits.
Both very classy looks. One of them is the executive, which you were very fond of.
How many
of.
Vodkas have you had?
I don't know. Couple.
It's happy BYOB Friday.
One is kind of the executive. You talked about the fact that you liked a woman in, like, a sport coat or a suit coat with no blouse underneath.
Yes,
the,
I did.
The executive is very much like that. So that's
right.
one of the costumes they'll be wearing.
Very good.
The
I'm
other
very,
is like
very
a miniskirt, right? A black miniskirt.
I think it's a black mini. I think it's
very
like
nice.
A, one of those, you know, like a whole black dress, a very tight black
dress.
Is it
dress. A costume? Wonderful. Is it a uniform? Is it an outfit?
How
what
would,
is it?
Ladies, you tell me. Nick, let me ask you this. How
yes.
would one best describe? What should we call it? It's not, I don't like, uniform seems too,
it
like,
does.
Military.
I mm-hmm. would say
oh,
it is
my.
Definitely something very enticing and sexy. sexy that you want to see.
I have a comment. I love your necklace that you're wearing right now. That's what I was looking at.
Oh, really?
It's a lovely necklace.
You.
Have you seen the Nick's necklace that she has?
Take a look at it.
I've seen it. It's in danger of getting lost.
The girls.
We have more Buzz Babes. That is Megan coming in and McKetzie.
That's right.
A troublesome duo. And Janae, our only lesbian Buzz Babe. Yes, sirree.
Rock on.
Janae is a creature of heck, because that's where you want to sit. That's your spot, isn't it? That's where you want to hang out. Absolutely. Sit down. Hello, ladies. Welcome. We're waiting on Chuck Liddell. We're going to have to keep our voices down when he calls in. Don't want to not impress the tough guy, if you know what I mean.
I think this is quite impressive.
Now, we have a couple of options on the show today. What we're going to be doing is we are going to be playing one of two games. Mm-hmm. We have set up the memory game so that we can play the memory game here. And memory game is
memory
all ready
game.
To go. However, I was alerted prior to the broadcast that CK will have a different kind of drinking game for all of us. So we might be playing that. But before we do that, let's go around the room and let's have a little chat with each one of our Buzz Babes that's here right now. Let's first go to Kaz. Kaz,
hi.
How are you? Now, how has being a Buzz Babe, even without the debut party of the Buzz Babes, how has it changed your life for the better?
It's so great. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
Wow. What an incredibly enthusiastic. Have you all gotten a chance to say hello to CK, our program director over in the corner?
Hi,
baby.
Oh, he's so shy.
Look at he does
he's
look all bad. Look at how bashful he's being.
He's
I
would
like
you
that.
Like to sit in your lap?
This is awkward.
You know what's funny?
He would like you to go sit in his lap.
When Chris blushes, it starts
go sit on CK's lap.
When Chris blushes, it starts on the top of his head.
Welcome
I can't hear you, Beth Ann. What was that? Step off, ladies. Oh, that's right. Beth Ann getting very threatened here.
Beth
Ann has the hots for CK.
No pictures.
Now we go along around the room to, God, McKetzie.
That's right.
Did you forget my name?
No, I didn't. I was just noticing, McKetzie, your T-shirt appears to have been somewhat moistened.
Dampened,
it's
yes.
How did your T-shirt come to be?
Well, I guess it was a stroke of luck for you, because I was sitting in the
car.
Don't
throw me under the bus. How about all the other guys,
You know what? It was a stroke of luck for everybody in the room.
That's right.
Janae is sitting there going, yes. Janae is very into that. Absolutely.
I'm about to have a stroke of luck myself.
I was sitting in the car, and I was drinking my Diet Sunkist.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it spilled all over my blouse. So before I came in here, I had to wash it off in the bathroom, but there was no hand dryer, so I just had to wear it wet.
Okay. All right. I think I still...
Such a tragedy.
I know you're very fastidious about the way you look. I must tell you, I think there's still maybe a little sunkissed stain on that.
Probably.
It might need some more water
But you might be
break.
Seeing other things.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that's a sun-kissed.
I've lost my train
those
of thought.
Those little
you know, you guys
spots.
Could help a little bit. I'm the only one doing the effing talking.
You walk this blank.
I like, you know what? I like it when I look around. You know when I know this is working? Uh-huh. I like it when I look around the room and no one's saying anything and everybody's looking at one particular thing. Uh-huh. That's always very, very exciting. McKetzie, as give the microphone over to Megan here. Megan is one of our original Buzz Babes. How are you, Megan?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Now, Megan, you have submitted all your information and you're getting ready for the big debut. Now, we all have to mark that on our calendars that the party on the 8th.
8-8-0-8.
8-8-0-8. At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Party on the 8th. Fantastic. How are you, Megan?
I'm great.
How have you been?
Fantastic.
Very good. What have you been up to?
Just working.
Really?
That's about it.
Okay. All right.
Playing
hanging
cool.
out with Ketsy.
You didn't spill anything on your shirt, did you?
No, I helped her clean it off. Oh,
really?
I got a little on my skin.
See, with Megan, you just wait a little while.
That's right.
You're gonna get the payoff here.
Megan and McKetzie are good friends as well.
Can we get that microphone over to Janae here, if we can? Now, Janae is the woman who is in the life, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, she is our very first and hopefully not our last lesbian Buzz Babe
that
we have here. And Janae is wearing clothing from the Black Panther. I like. You know what? You are committed to your look.
I am
definitely committed to your look, aren't you? And you were here probably about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago? I don't know. I'm drinking time. I have no sense of time.
I know how
it is. But you are committed to the Buzz Babes, and on the particular night that we have our party on the 8th, you will be, even though you like to wear the uniform that you have on now.
This is the question.
Because I know everybody in this room is looking forward to seeing you, turn into the lipstick lesbian that I know you can be. Now, you have problems with that, don't you? Because you're kind of going, will you put on the new Buzz Babe, what is it going to be called, an outfit or a uniform?
Costume.
Will you be wearing the Buzz Babe costume?
I mean, if I could
fit it to my style.
You can,
bit,
you can
know?
Do. Yeah, you can actually. Like, you, yeah. What do you want to do? I mean,
I can go sexy, you know, for that day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think you're sexy. I think you're sexy, even though you know you're not attracted to men. You are sexy even in this outfit, and you like. But you are surrounded by if all these women were lesbians, they would be considered lipstick lesbians.
Oh my God! Did you see her face?
Her eyes lit up.
She enjoyed that thought.
I'd be in trouble.
If all these women were lesbians, they would be of the lipstick variety, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Your women that you have dated, women that you've been involved with, traditionally are they? See, because I can't think of you as butch.
No,
and you might try like hell to get that look, but you can't do it. You really can't. Have people told you that before?
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that. I'm considered soft, dominant female.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
That's what Rob Spiewak says he is also.
Check me out on MySpace. That's what it's
soft, dominant female.
Right. Everyone tells me that I'm feminine to them.
Well, you are feminine, even though do you fight that at all? Do you try to fight that, or you just kind of go with the flow?
I go with it. That's my personality.
I know I asked you this when you were here the first time. I mean, I liked you immediately when I met you, but the motivation for being a buzz babe, was it to meet the other girls? Was it because you liked the show? I'm not sure. What got, because obviously you were checking in with this buzz babe thing early on in the game.
Yes, she was.
What was your primary motivation? And it doesn't matter what it is. I'm just curious about it.
Well, mostly my interest in radio. Mm-hmm. I just came out like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So my personality has like evolved and changed so much in the last 3 years just to get out there and be comfortable with myself.
And still evolving, right?
Yeah.
How was it, since we're getting a little heavy here about that, how you came out 3 years ago, how difficult was that? And Rob playing like the Frank Sinatra music in the background.
This is our Buzz Babe medley.
It's Buzz Babe medley. How difficult was it when you did come out? Was it an ordeal for you? Your family make it easy for you or what?
I thought it was going to be difficult. My mother was like, oh. Like, you just realized that?
Is that what she said?
I mean,
did you think your mother had no idea when you came out?
I did. I thought,
really?
Yeah, and then when I told her, it was like, oh, okay, we know this. And then all my friends, the same thing. Life has actually gotten a lot better.
Well, good.
I mean, it's gone from me just not, you know, just being closed in and shy to being comfortable.
Right. We love having you.
All right, good. Well, you're a wonderful buzz babe, and we're glad.
Thank you.
And you know what? Here's what I think. On the Party on the 8th, first of all, I hope you can make it for the Party on the 8th.
Good. I will be
there. On the Party on the 8th, what I hope you do is I want, and this is for all the buzz babes, whatever our costume ends up being, everybody makes it their own. They make it their own any way they can and any way they want to make it. That'll be fine with me. Am I beginning to ramble a little bit right now?
No, you're making perfect sense. I'm glad you said that.
You're just thinking ahead.
All right, we spoke briefly with Nick. Let's talk to Nick again, simply because I like the angle better here right now. She's moved to another seat.
Girls in their summer dresses.
How are you, Nick?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Now, the last time we checked in with you, Nick, I believe you were part Asian and part white.
And still is.
And
still is.
Isn't it nice to sit over there, Hugh, and just pop up? I'm trying to do these interviews
best job
here.
Job in radio.
Jesus. Meanwhile, CK's got a vic. Kaz, how you doing over there with CK?
Oh, wow, that is special.
That's for Janae.
Nick, Asian, is it somebody in your family that is somehow plugged into the internet? I know when we had the big party out at Hard Times, the last time we did this, there was somebody like in your family that was very like big in the computer world. Her brother owns a computer. Stop it, you.
That would be my dad. I kind of grew up with computer rooms in my house since I was very little.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your dad was kind of innovative and early into this whole computer thing?
Yeah. He's definitely a pioneer.
Is dad aware of you being a buzz babe?
He is.
And he's cool with that?
He's a huge fan of the radio station and the show.
Oh, good. That's the advantage when you still want to do this crap when you're elderly.
Hi, Dad.
Same. You can do that. And we already talked to Jenny.
Yeah.
Jesse, I'm sorry, Jesse.
I shouldn't have done that today.
Mm-hmm. And now, Mr. Kinard, I know that you produce the Junkie Show in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So now you have bookend gorgeous women for your morning show and your afternoon show. Is there anything you would like to say to our listening audience?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot like that?
You bet.
Yes, he is.
This is my first real opportunity to get up close and personal with these girls.
Well,
and,
yes.
And
well,
I
Jesus, if you were any closer,
right
you'd be
now.
Behind them.
Although I do have another leg, and, you know.
This is really.
I've only got one,
do you know,
girl,
seriously,
one leg. I've got
you
another
know,
free leg here.
Seriously, how I and Buzz will agree with me on this.
I
and
know.
When I'm talking about the Buzz Babes, I'm going to give a compliment here. the best way to describe the Buzz Babes, really, if you're looking for, you know, women that are hot, classy-looking women.
That's right.
That is what we have here, and I think you all deserve a round of applause.
You guys are the best.
Yay!
Hot, classy, and discreet.
Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please. Can we speak to Beth Ann McBride for a moment here?
Classy.
And incidentally, Mr. Kinard, are you, you're not drinking fast enough.
I'm trying.
I know.
Trying.
You got to keep up with
I'm
me.
I'm very distracted by all these beautiful women.
A full beer.
Beth Ann, can you share Rob's microphone or Nick's microphone?
Do you see how pissed she is?
I'm not mad.
What is what's the deal with the Ultimate Fighting Dude?
He hasn't called back yet.
Thanks for the update.
But, you know,
thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Well, you were talking about the Buzz Blabes.
Now, don't play. Hold on a second.
Blabes. You've been drinking,
Hold
too.
On a second. I've been looking at that computer. This is a guy that was scheduled for 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, right.
So he has stiffed us today, correct? Is that right?
So far, yes.
So my question was,
do you want me to beat him up?
No, I don't want you to beat him up. I just want to know what the status of. But when you see, when you come in here and say you were having so much fun, I don't create that illusion with my listening audience. When we have a guy that's scheduled at 5 o'clock and he decides to F the show, I like everybody to know that, and that's very important. Now, there's no need to create a charade. If he called, within the next 1 minute, we would have 1 minute and 45 seconds to speak with him.
Gotcha.
So that's the dilemma that I face right now. You know, so I just was curious when you spoke to the gentleman, what was the status of
the
Mr.
The status Liddell? Was that they would call in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
From when?
Now, CK, you know a little bit more about this MMA thing. Mm-hmm. Mr. Liddell is representing Spike TV in the Ultimate Fighting event, right?
Right.
Okay. This is the way this is going to work. We will actually take a break. Mm-hmm. We will come back in the next break, and we will play some of our reindeer games that we have. We've got some of the Hollywood buzz. At that time, I will make a determination as to whether he has called back and wants to do an interview in the next segment, or whether I will be spending probably about 5 minutes promoting the Affliction pay-per-view that is happening on Saturday night.
That's a good plan.
And
I mean,
I'm talking about have one of the interns gather up just as a preventative measure.
Right.
Not that I'm catty or petty or
Not
anything like
all.
That.
Let me take
but
it further.
As a preventative measure, I would like to know the undercards. I would like to know the headliners. I would like to know how great this event's going to be.
There was a big ad in the USA Today.
I've heard it's wonderful. A great card from what I've heard. I don't
right.
know.
But
don't
I'll
know
be honest with
it,
you. Up until right now, I was kind of saying to myself, you know, Spike TV's got this UFC thing going down on Saturday, and it's free, man. Yeah. You just sit there. You got basic cable. You pop. Is Spike TV basic cable?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You pop on basic cable.
The
you
most
got great.
Basic.
And I'm a huge fan of... you know that, of anything
and
violent.
I'll tell you something else.
Just the way I've been most of my life.
I'll tell you something else. If Chuck Liddell doesn't call, I'll kick his ass.
Mr. Happy, and I think there Mr. Burbank might require some more vodka.
Okay.
So just be prepared for that.
Will do.
Right now, we can't do him. Okay,
gotcha.
We can't do the interview at all.
No,
but if he wants to do it in the next segment, I'll change my tune completely, and I will do a wonderful interview. I prepared for it.
I know you will.
I know everything there is to know about Chuck Liddell and the guy's asses that he's kicked.
It's Mike O'Mara, the bipolar broadcaster.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you, Beth. Now, CK, in the next break, we're going to do this Chuck Liddell or not. Tell us, please, in less than 2 minutes about your little drinking
game.
Okay,
this is just a drinking game you play with your boys in college or your girls, hopefully.
I have to stop you and say, Rob, this music, your music selections during these cocktail segments are absolutely spot on.
Well, thank you, Mike.
The only thing you know we could use, if you can find it somewhere, is just a little of that background cocktail, like clinking. Don't we have that somewhere?
Yeah, give me a moment.
Thank you so much.
I bet a lot of the Buzz Babes.
If you can find it, I can do it. Tink, tink.
That's McKetsie, ladies and gentlemen.
I bet a lot of the Buzz Babes have played this game, probably currently play it.
Really?
It's called Never Have I Ever.
I love this game. I always lose.
Welcome, Mike.
That's what you get. You get out. That's from our program. I've never met a program director that's ever done anything for one of my radio shows.
Well, here we go.
That's awesome.
This is called Never Have I Ever, and what you do is you go around the room, and we can get callers involved in this as well.
Okay.
You go around the room, and when it's your turn, you say something you've
Are
never...
Are you slightly buzzed?
Yes.
It's yes. Thank you, Pater!
Pater, can I
get All right.
When it's your turn, you say something that you've never done before. You would say, you know, never have I ever, for instance, had a threesome.
Uh-huh.
And if you have done that...
Can I give an example?
I just did. Never have I ever had a threesome.
Okay, I want to give my example, too.
If you haven't done that...
Because I'm horny, too. I want to give an example.
But if you haven't done that, you have to take a drink.
If you haven't done that.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't done that...
I'll save mine.
You have to take a drink, and then you know everyone in the room that has done that.
No drink
Because this
for
one
me.
Was for Kaz and Janae. I must share that I have never, in my days, I missed one opportunity a long time ago, been with a delightful African-American woman.
Oh.
Why don't you go black and never go back?
I know.
Again, I cannot drink.
And I forgot her name. Oh, thanks. Okay, Stud. So Studley McGudley over
Rob
here.
Rob would have to take a drink because, of course, he has.
So who takes the drink when? How does that work?
If you have done that, uh-huh, then you have to take a drink. And then everyone in the room knows you've done that.
And if you're the only person who drinks, you have to tell the story.
What's that?
And if you're the only person who drinks, you have to tell the story.
I've been
with enough African American women for the both of us. So
how about that? Janae is over here stunned.
Janae did a take.
All right, so we'll come back, and you know what? I was going to do memory game, but this one wins. Yeah. You trumped me.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Maybe we will chat with Mr. Stiffus MMA. We'll see what happens, we'll have that wonderful. What's it called? Is there a name for this game?
Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever. Coming up next with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.